Okay, we're up to Shabbos, Kuf Mem, Vav, Mem, Aleph. So the Mishnah talks about Shofar Adam Es HaChavid, so when a person breaks a barrel. Actually, take a step back. We know about that the certain of, you know, there was a, when the Jews got to Har Sinai, Yisrael She'omdu al Har Sinai, Pasku Zuam Asan, the Gemara starts with, that this, you know, impurity, this contamination stopped. Goyim Shalom to Har Sinai, Lo Pasku Zuam Asan, it never went away. Okay, so this idea of how long did this zuhama last from within us, it was still in us for a while. Shlosha Doros, the Gemara says. Now, Shover Otam Sechavis Lecholim, and a person can break a barrel on Shabbos in order to eat from it, to eat dried figs. So the idea of breaking over here, there's a machlokus, what's the rationale for this kula? Rashi explains that it's based on the fact that breaking barrels is a destructive act and doesn't constitute a violation of Torah law. The Ran and other commentaries say that destructive acts are only mutter in cases of this kind where one does it to fulfill some type of Shabbos need, like getting to the food. Tana Rabbanan ain't no krim nekev chadr Shabbos. You can't create a new hole in a kli on Shabbos. Difference between being mosif and adding to it and extending it and doing something different to it. Again, this is all about making an opening soda cans. All these types of things are tied into this whole sugi over here, when these types of items are mutter to be open. Nos din tavshil l'toch habor, you could place a cook dish into an empty pit on Shabbos, that's going to be protected from the heat. Similarly, you could place a good, et hamayim hayafim, good water into a vessel and place the vessel on into bad, non-water, so that the water will cool off. Just to make a horror here, the Mishnah says that one could break a barrel on Shabbos in order to eat the figs that are inside of it. And Rashi explained that that's mutter because one performs a mekalkel destructive act when you break the barrel, and it's not forbidden to be mekalkel on Shabbos. Now we know that stira, demolishing for the sake of building, is a malacha d'araisa, and stira, not for the sake of building, is aser midirabanan. So why should one be mutter l'chachila to break open a barrel on Shabbos? It should be aser midirabanan. So Rashba explains that Rashi follows his opinion elsewhere that says the malacha of binyan and stira don't apply to kalim. They apply only to structures that are attached to the ground, and therefore if a person makes a kli on Shabbos, he's not chaya for binyan, he's chaya for makeh b'patish, the final blow. Breaking a kli, therefore, is not going to be forbidden because makeh b'patish has no destructive counterpart. Tosfos argues and holds the malacha of binyan and stira apply to kalim, and the only time one's permitted to make a break or you kli, according to Tosfos, is when that kli is made to be assembled and disassembled. So why can you break the barrel in the case of the Mishnah? Tosfos says that the Gemara here refers to a barrel that was once broken, and one fixed it by gluing back together the broken parts. The Yerushalmi here, quoting the Shitas Loran, explains that the opening of a barrel to get the food inside is comparable to the opening of a shell of a nut to remove the nut inside. And since the barrel is the normal container for the food inside, opening is not considered stira, rather considered as though one is merely taking food out of its container. The halacha follows the opinion of Tosfos that binyan and stira do apply to kalim, and the only type of barrel that one can break open on Shabbos is one that was broken and glued together. A complete unbroken barrel can't be broken in order to get the food inside of it. But one is permitted to open plastic bags and containers that contain food, because those containers are made for temporary use, and therefore they're comparable to a broken barrel that was repaired with glue, which is not considered a real kli. What comes up here a little bit is the sugi of brushing your teeth on Shabbos. The Mishnah says one could break a barrel to eat the dry figs inside, as long as you don't intend to make a kli, a Pesach Yofeh. By the way, Pesach Yofeh is the problem where Willie told me with opening cans. You're making a Pesach Yofeh, finely formed entrance. So the Gemara says, however, if the barrel was punctured, you can't put wax in it, the Mishnah said. Now, 146b, Rav decrees, makes Xerah to forbid oil because you might put wax. Shmuel doesn't have a decree like that. So the Brice on 147b says one can't scratch himself with a scraper on Shabbos. Rav Shimon Gamliel says if your feet were dirty, you could scrape them normally. Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda's mother made a silver scraper for him. Rambam says one who smears a bandage of any size or wax or pitch that they smear until they're smooth, that's erasing. And Rambam says you can't seal a hole with wax, lest you smear, and we decree to make it exera even with lard due to the wax. So this comes out halacha lemaisa, brushing your teeth with toothpaste. Rav Moshe Feinstein says it's mamachik, it's smoothing. Without the toothpaste, with a brush special for this, it's going to be mutter, like bathing one limb at a time, but you could only use cold water. The Mata Levi says we're concerned for smearing only in cases like a bandage on a wound, where it's hard like a band-aid. Washing hands with soap is not smearing, and even those who forbid only because it causes soap to dissolve, and that's no lot issue. Different kinds of texture and thickness and texture as to when this would be us. Rabbi Adios says toothpaste is not refuah, and it prevents damage due to decay of food left between them. And he goes back and forth in terms of allowing it. in terms of allowing a toothbrush on Shabbos, but he says one can use a toothpaste on a toothbrush, and that would be totally mutter. The Bach and the Chazanish, though, were concerned for uvda dechol type of behavior. Rabbi Omer thought the difference might be you shouldn't wet the brush. That might be a psik reisha of schita.